This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Westbound I-70 is reopened between Eagle and Gypsum. The interstate closed this morning due to a crash. Roads are slick in the mountains from a winter storm that's dropped 2 to 3 inches of snow. Denver and Boulder can expect 1 to 3 inches of snow as the storm moves through the northeast corner of the state. The National Weather Service says things should be clear by the end of this afternoon. Larimer and Weld counties will likely see snow through this evening. You can now catch a ride between Pueblo and Trinidad on Bustang. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The new bus route is an expansion of the Outrider service from the Colorado Department of Transportation. Outrider connects smaller communities around the state, like Lamar and Alamosa, with each other and larger cities. The new route is slated to take nearly 2 hours with stops in Colorado City, Walsenburg, and Aguilar. It'll cost $15 to travel from Pueblo to Trinidad. But through April 30th, it's free. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Disposable wipes have become a regular part of many people's cleaning and hygiene routines. But when flushed down the toilet, they become a major headache for wastewater systems. That's according to Dave Schneider, head of a local sanitation district in Custer County.
Yes, they flush down the toilet, but they do not break down and cause tremendous amount of damage and cost. And actually in the treatment system, clogs up aerators, it clogs up the lift pumps. It's just bad all around.
State lawmakers have just approved a bipartisan bill that will require packages of disposable wipes to be clearly labeled with the words, "Do not flush," starting next year. This is CPR News and KRCC. Highs along the Front Range today are in the mid-30s. Thanks for joining us. It is 2:06. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air.